Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, editor-in-chief of Total Retail. I'm joined on today's episode by Brendan Lokes, the manager of brand media at Carhartt. Brendan and I are going to be talking about Carhartt's recent program with Bitmoji and Snapchat to launch avatars in those virtual worlds. So thanks for joining me today, Brendan.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
So I wanted to talk about why Carhartt has decided to make its products available virtually to Snapchat and Bitmoji users. Talk a little bit about this new initiative from Carhartt.
Yeah, happy to. It's definitely a program I was very excited to be able to lead within Carhartt. And just for a little background, I've been at Carhartt for 10 years now. I currently lead our brand awareness driving work across paid media, organic social media, as well as our sponsorship. So a bit of a broad purview and have been here long enough to see us really grow and become the company and the brand that we are today. And so we're always working to identify new opportunities to drive brand awareness and deliver new and exciting and unexpected experiences for our consumers, really. And whether that's a product collaboration like we've done in the past with Hurley, or recently we did one with the Batman in that movie release, we're always looking for something that's a little bit new, unexpected, and for us, really helps us achieve the goals that we set out for ourselves. And for this one, for Snapchat and Bitmoji, we were really excited about a few things. The first one being Snap and Bitmoji users were requesting us as a brand. They wanted to be included in the platform. So for us, when we hear that there's fans out there of the brand that are already loving us, wearing us day in and day out, and want to be able to outfit themselves digitally, it was an easy yes for us. So we really wanted to be able to support our fans and respond to what they're asking for. Secondly, you know, like my title states, like it's a great opportunity for us to drive relevance and awareness with these new Carhartt consumers, as well as those who already know us. We want to be able to deepen that relationship with them and allow them to engage with us in whatever way makes the most sense for them. And if that's through these digital avatars, it's one that we really want to be able to be there and allow them to express themselves.
So that actually brings up a good point. As you talk about kind of growing the awareness through all these different media channels for Carhartt, to me, Snapchat and Bitmoji wouldn't come top of mind, you know, thinking about a workwear brand like Carhartt, potentially a different customer demographic that you're finding on Snapchat and Bitmoji, which lends itself to the opportunity you're talking about, I guess. So you were kind of hearing from users of Snapchat and Bitmoji that they wanted the brand in this virtual world. I find that interesting. Maybe you can expand upon that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question because it's one that we, as we were working internally to sell this opportunity in, was one that came up. I think the gut reaction is very similar to your reaction in this case. But as we were looking at our consumer insights and working with our strategy team internally, Snapchat became one of those platforms that we really see as an opportunity where our consumers are spending their time consuming content and messaging friends. We all know that Meta, their platforms, TikTok, of course, has continued to grow rapidly, but Snapchat is one that still has high usage rate. And specifically for this opportunity with Bitmoji having integrations across many third-party apps, it was one that once we found out that there was actually this desire and this demand from their users, that it made a lot of sense for us to pursue.
Yeah. So you've made the decision that, okay, we're going to pursue this opportunity. We think there's an opportunity here in these virtual platforms, virtual worlds. Tell us about the user experience and how they can interact with Carhartt.
They've done a great job, honestly, between Snap and Bitmoji, putting the collections front and center when new ones launch within the Bitmoji app as well as within Snapchat. And so when users go in, the first brand that they'll see or the first new product collection that they'll see will be ours currently. And so we have 5 products that are currently as a part of the collection. We really wanted to focus on iconic pieces that when you see the silhouette, you can get a quick understanding that that is Carhartt, especially with the nature of how Bitmojis travel across all of these third-party app integrations, from messages to Venmo, Fitbit, and so on. We wanted to make sure that if people were sharing across those apps or in social, that they instantly recognize, like, oh, that's Carhartt, and had that unexpected, excited reaction, so that they could go in and outfit their own Bitmojis, or if they've never used Bitmoji and they just want to be able to outfit their digital avatar, they could create a new one and be able to outfit themselves. So it's really straightforward, and we've seen a great response from the community so far, and even from our own associates, of people that haven't ever engaged with Bitmoji. We're able to be brand advocates, and of course for our own associates, they're our biggest advocates. Yeah. They were really adopting this quickly, and we saw Bitmoji spreading through some of our internal team's messages, and it was very exciting.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, because I hadn't thought about kind of, you know, the user experience, the outside customer, the outside consumer, but also, yeah, your internal employees at Carhartt and how they're using these platforms and how they can rep the brand in other ways as well. So that's a great point, which actually is a good segue into the next question I wanted to ask, Brendan, in terms of within Carhartt, talk about the different departments that worked on this project with Snap Inc. And then kind of secondarily, how might that be similar or different to a product collection launch in the real world versus what you're doing here in the virtual world?
It's a really good question. So worked across all of the same teams. So this was led by our brand team, led by myself, and it was supported across the company. So as I mentioned earlier, we really wanted to start with our consumer strategy and insights team to get a strong understanding that if Snapchat is actually a good opportunity for us as far as the platform is concerned. It's one that we target as far as our media plans and media campaigns. But when we think about something that's a little bit more engaging and surprising like this, was that the right opportunity? So once we checked that box, we started working with our product design and product marketing teams to ensure that the products we were selecting were really putting our best foot forward as far as our brand is concerned. We have new product coming out every season, but when we think about quintessentially who we are as a brand, being born from work back in 1889, we wanted to have those silhouettes that were very iconic. And so working with them to really refine the product list, and then once we had a lot of the back end work set and created with our partners at Snap and Bitmoji, we brought it forward into actually planning how we bring this campaign to life in market across media, PR, and then directly with our D2C team, so that we could have an experience on Carhartt.com as well as in store. That just gave another extension, another angle to the experience and to the partnership. We wanted to make sure if people were discovering their Bitmoji, the products within Bitmoji, that they could then go to Carhartt.com and buy those same pieces, so that there was a bit of a seamless experience there from discovery, engagement, down to purchase. And so for us, it was very similar as far as working across these teams. The one exciting thing that I'll add is we were also able, because of the global reach of Snap and Bitmoji, to bring in our partners at our EMEA team to be able to take advantage of this and drive reach even broader with their own audience. So something exciting for them to take to their European and more global audience. I will say the biggest difference in timeline that you spoke of, or biggest difference in general, was the timeline.
Yeah,
we typically are working year plus in advance for our product launches with the go-to-market calendar that we have outlined. But for this, it was about 6 months from the first conversation to launching, just back in August. And I could not have been happier with what the team at Snap and Bitmoji did. They were fantastic partners.
So you read my mind. I was going to follow up with what the timeline looks like on a virtual launch like this one versus something in real world. My other follow-up is, I believe you said currently five products available in virtual world. How did you arrive at the products that would be made available to Snapchat and Bitmoji users? And is there plans to potentially continue to roll out more products in those virtual worlds?
Yeah, sure. So we really wanted to focus on the iconic pieces, like I said, but I think the other thing that we took into consideration was that all garments that are in Bitmoji and Snapchat are unisex, excuse me. And so we wanted to make sure that any of the pieces that we brought forth, even if they were our iconic pieces, were ones that had a comparable product for women as well. So when we think about each of the products, the double front pants, the Detroit jacket, the sweatshirt, the iconic KD7 t-shirt, and the bib overalls, each of those pieces have women's compatible product or comparable products. And so it really built out a full men's, women's experience on both sides. And we wanted to make sure we were being as inclusive as possible when we were selecting the products. And it just brings such a nice discoverable experience for the consumer that may never have considered us for women's product. It's really a growth area for us that we see as a big opportunity moving forward. And so we wanted to really be mindful of that.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Let's talk a little bit about the marketing strategy behind the launch. Tell us what you're doing at Carhartt to promote this virtual offering, both to current customers as well as potential new ones. And that could be across physical channels, like you mentioned stores, but also virtual ones and digital as well.
For us, the best partnerships are really the ones that are mutually beneficial. And coming into this one, partnering with Snap gave us a really good opportunity to reach their younger Gen Z users. And so as a part of the partnership, there was co-marketing that they did on our behalf to reach their own existing users and audience. And so that was a really great first step for us, at least to be able to reach these new audiences that were really craving to get Carhartt onto their Bitmojis. On the other side of it, we wanted to make sure that we're driving awareness of the launch to our existing consumers through our own social media channels, our influencer relationships, whether it's, a host of all of the partners that we've built relationships with, whether it was something that we directly briefed them on and wanted them to participate in, or there was a lot that we heard just organically were already using Bitmoji and found it, and within their own circle of friends were sharing the Carhartt Bitmojis with their friends. So as far as influencer relationships go, that one kind of took on its own life. But then we even carried it over through our email and newsletter program, and in store, we're really excited to have some components that bridge the gap a little bit from in store to the digital space. We've brought forward some mirror clings in the fitting rooms that users can scan the snap code and go directly to the Bitmoji collection and outfit their Bitmoji. So there was kind of this really full circle engaging program that we wanted to bring to life, not only in the digital spaces, but in store as well. I'd say an important strategic point that I want to call out, and I know I mentioned it a few times, but the products themselves being as iconic as they are, when people start outfitting their Bitmojis and sharing them with their friends or on their own social media feeds, there's a lot of earned media value that comes along with that. And so we wanted to be very purposeful in that case as well, because depending on how far these Bitmojis get spread, there's a lot of additional value that we're able to garner from that.
Yeah, or some of that instant, those products are recognizable, and that earned media that you're talking about plays into that. So as you go about a project like this and launch an initiative, I would imagine there's some success metrics or success goals that you set for yourself, not just you, but the organization as a whole. Can you talk a little bit about what Carhartt is looking at as it measures the success of something that's brand new, this kind of virtual world collection that you're launching, be it sales, customer engagement, that awareness and reach, maybe it's all of those. Talk a little bit about what you're looking at.
Right. I think in a perfect world, it's all of those pieces. I think as brand marketers think about the work that we do, if we do our jobs right and ultimately create that brand demand and long-term value, it will convert into the sales as well as hopefully lifetime customers that can bring value over time. But for us in this specific instance, it was really a brand building opportunity for us. And we've set out to accomplish really two things. deliver that engaging and relevant experience for our consumers to further connect with Carhartt and express themselves in the digital space, but also driving brand reach and awareness amongst existing Snapchatters who are discovering us for the first time and exploring products in the collection. What we've seen so far has been so incredibly positive, and the engagement has been very high within the Snapchat app, and people have been saving every piece of our Carhartt gear that we have available to multiple of their outfits. One thing I want to ask you, because we finally got our first read on the products that Snapchatters have been picking, what do you think would be the most saved product that we have in the collection?
I saw the work, like the overall bib. Is that the most picked one so far?
No, I wish. That's a great one. It does look good in the Bitmojis, but it's actually our BO1 double fronts across both men and women Snapchatters. It is that pant.
It's interesting. Yeah. And that is it close in terms of, or is that kind of the runaway leader so far of the five products?
It's interesting. Between both colors, we currently offer it in our Carhartt brown color and black, and it has been the runaway piece, but the t-shirts, the sweatshirts have been hanging on there as well. And then the other pieces, the jacket, the bibs are coming in right after it, but those have been the ones that have been leading the way. And for us, we're incredibly excited. Just as we think about how we are measuring it, that brand engagement for us is ultimately the bar that we're trying to set here to gain an understanding of how engaged and involved these users are with us in the space, to hopefully give us some direction and really be a barometer for any future opportunities as well. We've had conversations with Snap about expanding the selection in the coming years. This isn't something that turns over seasonally like we would with our regular product launches, but with them, we're hoping to potentially explore expanding the line over the next year or so. And then from there, who knows? We're hoping to just really get a good understanding of engagement here and use that as our direction.
Actually brings up a follow-up for me, Brendan, in terms of the behavior and specifically what consumers are in this virtual world, what they're buying and requesting from the brand. Does that influence what you're thinking about in terms of product for real world shoppers, for your stores, for your .com site as well?
That's a really good question. In this case, not specifically this one, but really we do always pay attention, and I have a social listening program running around the clock. So we're able to identify various opportunities, whether it comes from somebody having an idea that they want to share about a random pocket placement or a specific type of jacket, or it could be something completely new as we've continued to expand our accessories lines and dog product. You know, listening to the consumer and the needs that they have, whether it's something fun like products for their pets or something that's very specifically needed for the work that they do day in and day out to keep them safe and protected so that they can do their job. We're always listening. Our teams are always doing job site visits. And so making sure that they're leading the way and keeping them at the center of what we do from designing product all the way to the types of programs and tactics we employ when we go to market is incredibly important.
Yeah, almost a good way to collect, sort of acting as a crowdsourcing tool where you're learning about some of these designs and what people are thinking about going forward, which leads into my last question for you, Brendan, in terms of, you've alluded to some things that potentially are in the pipeline. Tell us what Carhartt has planned to further engage with consumers in virtual worlds going forward.
I don't have anything to share right now. Unfortunately, nothing really planned on the horizon. But like I said, this is really one for us that we wanted to use as a good test with a great partner to get our product into a digital space while we continue to monitor everything that's happening as it relates to metaverse and NFTs and other pieces in the digital space where we're trying to understand how consumers are or are not adopting these emerging technologies. So for us, we wanted to just make sure that we're showing up in the right spaces, where our fans are, where they're engaging with us, and be able to answer that call for them. I think the amount of listening that we can do to them and the amount of relevance that we can drive with them with through these engaged experiences is really a critical point that we really can't stress enough as we continue to look towards the future and determine if there's other opportunities like this to take advantage of or not.
Great. Well, this is certainly a very exciting start for Carhartt. And I want to take the opportunity to thank Brendan Lokes, the brand media manager at Carhartt, for telling us about the brand's partnership with Snap Inc. And enabling Bitmoji users to deck out their avatars in their favorite Carhartt gear. So thanks for joining me today, Brendan.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.